I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's just a beautiful night. I'm just hanging out with you. Everybody at home, everybody at work. People driving around in their vehicles, people sitting at the airport, people wasting time at work. Steal that company's money. Steal it. The hell you think I'm doing? I'm going to be stealing money for the next hour. Talking about sports. How about that? I do it every weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I got one more hour here. I think earlier in the show, Shep said, hey, you know, time flies when you're having fun. I guess it does. At least sitting here, I can't believe Thanksgiving was just about a week ago. How? Help me. Anyway, we've had a busy Wednesday. We're having a busy Thursday. We've talked about everything from the NBA in-season tournament to the potential return of Aaron Rodgers. He's now practicing with the New York Jets. They got 21 days to now take him off of injured reserve. And that would take him pretty much right up until the Washington Commanders game. That takes place on Christmas Eve, the 24th. And if Aaron Rodgers is ready to go, then maybe he'll play. Or maybe the New York Jets will have lost three other games and Aaron Rodgers will stand and watch on the sidelines. Either way, just a ridiculous recovery by Aaron Rodgers. And so he could come back. And we've been chatting about just other athletes who have just basically been close to invincible, played forever, played at a high level forever. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm holding it down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's up in New York City holding it down for us on the boards. And I got to get this out the way. It's going to take about, I don't know, couple of seconds. Aaron Rodgers isn't the only athlete returning. You've probably heard this pop up here and there. Angel Reese is going to be back for LSU. She's going to play Thursday night versus Virginia Tech. We haven't seen her since she got benched. She's been gone for what, 3-4 games now, but she will return. What a story this is, right? Oh boy. Kim Mulkey. She told everybody. She was real short with the words, but Kim Mulkey made the announcement earlier on Wednesday. Listen to this.
So if she looks good, you're going to say she's been practicing with the team the whole time. If she looks bad, you're going to say, oh, coach just threw her out there. It doesn't matter. Angel is back, and we are happy, happy, happy. She's happy, happy, happy. She's available to play Thursday.
Great. And nobody knows why she was gone. Don't matter to me. We'll find out eventually. Whatever. Anyway, back to my top six list of invincible athletes. At number six, I gave you Jack Nicklaus. At number five, I gave you Cal Ripken Jr. At number four, I gave you some dude named Tom Brady. At number three, I gave you another dude named LeBron James. At number two, Nolan Ryan. At number one, Gordie Howe. Obviously, there's more than six athletes. We've got plenty of names that have been thrown and bandied about. Someone called and said, Floyd Mayweather. I said, not really. Yeah, 50-0. Yeah, great. He beat Conor McGregor. Oh, yeah, he fought a young Canelo, which he should have. And, oh, yeah, he beat Manny Pacquiao, which he should have fought him earlier. I mean, come on now. I'll never forget when he called Juan Manuel Marquez the P-Man. Hey, Shep, you know why they called him the P-Man?
No.
He drank his own pee.
Oh, it worked against Pacquiao, didn't it?
Well, Marquez? Yeah, but it didn't work against Mayweather.
No, but Mayweather fought them at opportune times in his career as opposed to when he actually fought his opposition. So I still think that Victor Ortiz fight.
He touched gloves and then punched him.
I thought Victor might have gotten him, man. I thought that was a cheap shot. That doesn't get brought up enough when we talk about the 50-0.
Well, do you call it a cheap shot?
It was. We all know it.
Oh, yeah. Well, protect yourself at all times. That's what it is.
Well, he said that to Larry Merchant. Doesn't mean he was accurate.
Oh, you're supposed to protect yourself at all times?
Well, wait a minute.
It's called being a gentleman.
Well, he's right. He's right when he said that. But that didn't apply to what happened with Victor Ortiz, though.
Yeah, it did. He touched gloves. The guy tried to hug him. He said, "What you hugging me for?" And he two-pieced him.
You know what? Joe Louis, there was a famous fight. I don't remember who he was fighting. But back in the day, in the late 30s, a guy slipped. And Joe Louis could have pummeled him because it was fair game. And he stepped back. And he let the guy get back up. So that's the difference between a heavyweight champion, a world, prize fighter, and a cheapskate, and a fraud at that, that being Floyd Mayweather. I'm not saying he's not a great fighter, but he had the benefit of being in the era in which he fought in.
Yeah, it's called sportsmanship.
Yeah, Floyd doesn't know what that is.
He fought the P-Man. Isn't there a P-Man downstairs in front of the building?
There's a few of them. and if I'm being honest, I feel bad for them more than anything because they don't have an alternative. They have to be in front of the building. They can't afford any housing right now.
There ain't no heat in front of that building, man.
No, there's none. There's absolutely none.
They got that shed there. Google's building a shed. How nice.
Yeah, and it's such a shame because you see them layered up and they're covered from head to toe and they're still freezing, man. It's such a shame.
Let them upstairs.
It's not up to me. I don't have that kind of power. Oh, you got more clout than I do here.
I'm supposed to bring homeless people into the studio?
Let me tell you something. If it were up to me, we have this amazing building, this Odyssey building on floor 10, floor 11.
It's heated. The whole building has heat.
Yeah, like if it were up to me, we'd figure out a way to get people off the streets so they don't have to suffer anymore.
There's a hotel down a block.
Well, yeah, I mean, they can't afford the hotel. I mean, that's $400 a night. Easy.
I didn't say for them to pay for it.
All right.
Anyway, Gordie Howe is number one on my list. Did I say that?
You did, and then you brought up the P-Man.
because that guy called. He's like, "Hey, Mayweather." I'm like, he retired at 46. I'm like, what are you talking about right now?
I mean, I'm surprised someone has not said, and maybe you said it. I forget. Jared, I've been on the phone with everybody tonight, so maybe you said it. I apologize.
Who is
Bernard Hopkins.
The Executioner.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Out of Philly, yes.
You could bring him up in regard to this conversation, this context
the alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He fought till 50, I want to say, right?
Yes. A great dude.
Yeah.
Great dude. When he's not beating the hell out of other old dudes. Yeah, I like Bernard. Bernard is always great to talk to. I've spoken to Bernard plenty of times. Great guy. We should get Bernard on the show. You want to talk to him about the P-Man?
I would love to talk to Bernard Hopkins about anything, especially the P-Man.
Yeah, Bernard is great. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you got here? I don't know, Shep. Pick somebody, man. Go for it.
You want one of the more interesting calls you've had in a while?
The Repo Man is calling again?
No, it is someone calling about who they believe is on your top six list that you have omitted. He believes you've omitted him from the top six list. So beware. You want to take that call?
Somebody feels that I left them off the list?
You left them off your top six list when it comes to the top six JR's invincible athletes of all time.
Is it Randy Johnson?
It's not Randy Johnson. So in his particular sport, I looked him up. I verified it. This guy is a three-time world international champion at his respective sport. Pretty cool what he's doing for a living
world
now,
champion?
If you want to take that. Yeah. Oh, no, legitimate world champion in his sport. Do you want to take the phone call?
Yeah, let's do it. Who is this?
Okay, it's Michael in the truck.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Great, JR. How about you?
I'm excellent. You're in the truck? Okay, that's cool. So
yeah,
what's this?
I didn't make the kind of money that these other athletes did, so I still have to drive a truck to pay the bills.
Listen, I understand it. What sport are we talking about? Who are you?
Long-distance cycling.
Long-distance cycling. Well, what is your name? I mean, who are
Michael
you?
Michael Seacrest.
Like Ryan?
Well, I don't have an A in my name.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just, I wanted to make sure I heard the name correctly.
That's right.
So my apologies for not being up on, the only cyclist I know, well, the ones that I really know, they're a bunch of cheaters.
Right.
What is long distance cycling? Is that something that you did obviously all over the world, right? Were you out in Europe? Where were you?
Well, I did a little racing in Europe, but most of it was done here in the States. But known more commonly as endurance cycling or also marathon cycling.
Okay. So when you say long distance, please tell me in miles. What are these long distances?
Well, coast to coast, 3,000 miles from Los Angeles to Atlantic City, New Jersey, 2,900 miles.
Whoa. How many days does that take on a bike, and how many times you got to stop?
Well, I did it. I'm the first person in history to do it in less than 8 days.
Get the hell out of here. Excuse me? You went from Los Angeles to Atlantic City in 8 days on a bike?
Yes, sir.
You said that's a world record, or I'm making that up?
Yes. No. It's a world record.
Yo, your quads? How big are your quads? They're big like cinder blocks, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Damn.
My first.
How the hell do you get into something like that? Your parents didn't want you. They just said go outside.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, you just rode that bike forever. I know.
Well, they put they put me on a bike, two-wheel bike, to the tricycle, and they didn't put, they used to have training wheels on bikes, and they said, no, you're not using any training wheels. So they put me on, and they said, you figure it out. So the way I figure out a stop is I hit a curb because I didn't know how to use the brakes, so I learned real fast how to use the brakes.
Yeah, no, when I was learning how to use a bike, I crashed into a trash can in New York City, so I understand.
Wow.
That's amazing, man. So how long did you cycle? How long did you cycle?
Well, that's the whole thing I told Shep is that I started in the early 80s, and my last world record was in 2011 at the age of 58.
You said 58?
58, yeah. I'm the only athlete to set world records in four consecutive decades.
I see. I'm looking at you now. Wow. Damn. Wow, man. Cycling race across America. Wow. Well, thank you for calling us and letting us know. Everybody else that calls, they not going to top you, man. What is this? Wow.
Well, you've got a great list there, and I just I was older than Gordie Howe when I set my last world record, so.
Yeah, well, I can't talk to him,
No.
I'd have to call a seance. Wow.
Well, thanks for having me on. Another shout-out, too, is Diana Nyad, who swam from Cuba to Florida at the age of 64.
Was that necessary, though?
I don't know. She did it.
Okay. Yeah, listen. You said which direction, from Florida to Cuba or Cuba to Florida?
No, she did from Cuba to Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of people try that one.
I know. Yeah, I wouldn't do it, but, I'm not a swimmer. I'm a cyclist.
Some people don't got no choice. And Mike, thank you for sharing. You got anything else that you want to say before we roll or you roll?
No, other than I did it drug-free, and that's what I promote to the kids, that you can break records without using drugs.
Were you suspicious of Mr. Armstrong at all?
Yes.
You just said he's doping. You knew it from the get-go. When did you know he was doping? After which one? Number one, two, or three? Or four, or five, or six?
I think I heard it from when Greg LeMond came out and said, there's no way that this guy can be doing this without doping.
Yeah.
you know, and I've been in the sport for a long time too, but, you know, I wasn't racing against them over in the Tour de France. So, you know, I can't justify that because I wasn't right there next to these guys.
Yeah.
But I'd heard the stories.
That's crazy. Well, Mike, thank you for sharing, man. I don't think we're going to have another world record holder calling us tonight. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on. Thanks, Shep, for putting me through to you.
Yeah, and you call anytime, man, okay? Anytime you want to call, call.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you guys.
To you as well. Thank you so much. Mike Seacrest, world cycling record holder. I think I said that right. Damn. That man said he went from Los Angeles to Atlantic City in 8 days. What? Man, I wouldn't get out of Los Angeles County. Damn. Shep, you be riding bikes, man?
Not like Mike Seacrest, no.
Whoa.
No.
I quit riding bikes. My friends out here enjoy, hey, JR, we going to bike ride? I'm like, yo, I ain't riding no bike.
Well, I think it's amazing that he's at the top of his respective sport, and he's been doing it for 5 decades, and he still has the character and the work ethic to be driving a truck. That's amazing.
You got to pay bills.
That's amazing. And you talk about an underpaid sport then, too. He's a legend in his sport.
You think he could generate electricity?
Well, the amount of miles he's covered, I think he can certainly do that, yes.
Well, we can put him on a bike and he could generate electricity and he could get paid that way.
You're not kidding. You know, it's funny.
Eight days, though, from L.A. to Atlantic City?
That's amazing. It's
you can't drive that in 8 days.
That's,
well, you can, but
right.
No, you can't. You shouldn't.
Well, here, Mike said it. Like, it's so predicated on training and obviously fluids and eating. Like, I get what you're saying.
He's a Terminator, man.
Of course he is.
How do you do that 8 days?
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. And by the way, to swim from Florida to Cuba is also incredible.
Where is Elian Gonzalez? Where's he at?
Oh, I remember that back in the 90s.
That's now, where is he? Is he here? He's in America, right?
After all the noise that created back in the 90s, you would hope he's here, or at least would have the option to be here.
He got to be in his 30s by now, too, right?
Easy in his 30s, yeah.
Oh, he looks, oh, yeah. He looks like it. Oh, no, he's 29. 29.
Is he?
Yeah. He's 29 years old. Well, God bless him, whatever he's doing. I don't know what's going on with him. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, let's get another one on. Who else do we got? What is going on?
We got a lot of callers. We got a lot of good callers. But let's get
to it. Are they cyclists? Are they world record holders?
Well, he's a world record holder in terms of the amount of times he's probably been on with you, JR. And that is a good friend of the show. You already know who it is.
Let me guess. Wait.
He's just gonna pop off the mic talking. He's not even gonna say hi. He's just gonna go.
Is he from Toronto?
Yes, he is.
His name start with an A.
You would be correct.
Alan from Toronto. How are you?
Yes, you stole my thunder, Gordy Howe.
No, I asked you how you were doing, not man.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Did you hear that part?
Excellent. No health issues whatsoever. Perfect health and lots of walking and top flight condition.
You just ignoring me. No niceties. I thought Canadians were nice. I can't even get a hello from you. Come on.
Yes, I tried to say hi.
Try harder next time. Go ahead, Alan.
You stole my thunder, Gordy Howe, so I've got a backup. I always have a backup. A.C. Green. 1,192 games, consecutive games, and he only missed 3 games in his entire 16-year career, and that was it. And he played in the Magic Johnson and Kobe Bryant, late Kobe Bryant, and Shaq O'Neal. He played in that area, and he was a three-time Larry O'Brien Trophy winner too. So he wound up his career in Miami, and he played every single game in Miami at the advanced age of 38. So he's because he wasn't having none of that sex.
That's why.
I don't think that record will ever be broken, 1,192, especially now.
It's because he wasn't doing the things on the road, Alan. That's why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, you knew what you know what I'm talking about, Alan. Yeah, I know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. If I'm Kawhi Leonard, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to phone him and ask him, how come you're an Iron Man and I'm not? That's what I would ask, you know, yeah, if I was him.
Because Kawhi didn't want to play no more. That's it. He got paid. That's getting 50 yeah. and 60 mil a year.
I know. Yeah, and people are sitting
I'm
out
sure
for
he's doing
nowadays,
he's doing
what, aren't
they? Okay, whatever, Alan. What did you say? I'm sorry.
People are sitting out now for hangnails, you know.
Yeah. Well, we aren't all as tough as you, Alan, okay? What you doing this weekend? You coming back to America?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Pittsburgh. There's a game in Pittsburgh this weekend.
You're going to Pittsburgh this weekend?
Yeah, one of your favorite towns.
I do. I'm surprised they let you in America. How often do you come?
Yeah, we can go nowadays. Just 2 years ago, we couldn't go.
Oh, I know. It's called COVID. How fast do you get
the customs?
They
have a lot of hotels within an easy walking distance of that park.
I know. You can walk all over downtown Pittsburgh. Be careful. How fast do you get through customs?
It depends on the lineup. It depends. There's three borders we can go through. The easiest one to go through is the Peace Bridge at Buffalo from Fort Erie to Buffalo. And it's,
oh, you driving?
Yeah, driving, yeah. It's a three-hour, it's a five-hour drive. You can do it in 5 hours.
Oh, that's easy. All right, listen, man, you drive safe, okay?
Sure, yeah, and when I get around to Atlanta, I'm, like I said, I'm going to look you up, and I'm
okay.
Very eager to meet you one day.
I'm going to have more grays on my face by the time that happens, okay, Alan?
Yeah, okay, well, I can hope anyway.
Listen, I'm going to be here. I don't know about you. You the one who drive through, don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. That's how I feel. You know how to find me. It ain't difficult. You be well. Have a good trip, though, okay?
Sure. One free spirit to another's free spirits. Free spirits, they get along pretty good.
Yeah, I'm a real free spirit. Now, safe travels, all right? Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Right. Thanks very much.
No doubt about it. Shep, you were right. He didn't even say hi to me. I said, hello, how are you? And he just was like, he's like a machine gun.
Well, yeah, because it's like he's getting catapulted from a cannon. Like every time he comes on, and the highlight of his week, and we love Alan on the show, obviously, but the highlight of his week is how can he outdo JR on JR's top six list?
Outdo me.
And Alan lives for it. And he come like you even heard him say, like he's got a backup in case someone else takes his. Like, he's that prepared. So he's just, he's full throttle, go ahead.
Instead why doesn't he come here and do the show then?
Listen, man, the next opening we have at CBS Sports Radio, like, should we strongly encourage Alan to apply for?
He could sit down and do a four-hour show?
He do, you know what?
Is he going to stop talking in commercial break?
So I'm not saying anything out of turn. There are a few people that call your show and my show. Especially your show, though, that if you gave them 4 hours to talk about sports, they'd be able to do a pretty decent job.
What's that young man from California, him?
Miles?
No. Nah, is it Miles? Is another
no, there's,
young
I know,
man.
Lucius.
Yes, Lucius.
Lucius. Lucius would be really good. I tell you who'd be, there's so many guys that at the top of my head would be really good.
Repo Man
would be good. Greg from Michigan, if he has one negative bone in his body, would probably
wait,
be
wait, wait, Greg and a Repo Man are both in Michigan. Why don't they do the show together?
You know, James in L.A., a guy who I respect a lot, Adam from Toronto. I think Robbie in Jacksonville. I think Johnny in Atlanta. I think Reese in Atlanta. I mean, there's so many individuals that call the show. Kurt in California. I think Sean in Oregon, when he actually has the patience to actually wait on hold before you go to him. I think he knows what he's talking about. I think Beck in Florida, who struggles with confidence, and he shouldn't because the guy is an encyclopedia when it comes to sports. JR, there's so many people that could do a good job hosting a four-hour talk radio show that call
I
your
nominate
show.
Greg from Michigan and the Repo Man to do a show on The Ticket in Detroit.
Those guys would be great. Jason in Cleveland's another one. There's so many guys I can think of that call this. There's 100 people I'm leaving off right now. That could be successful talking sports.
You just hurt people's feelings, you jerk.
No, I'm not trying to. You know who thinks he can do a show? Is Rick in Toronto. I guarantee you he thinks he can do a show.
Rick.
Yeah.
Rick.
Yeah, Rick is a contrarian. He calls Rick from Toronto. He talks a mile a minute. You know what I'm talking about.
I know who that guy
is. Yeah, yeah,
now I want to go to commercial because you gave me a headache thinking about it.
Sorry about that.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about more invincible athletes. You know what? I got a surprise name on the other side of the break. I'll get to your calls, too, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. You know, as we have discussed invincible athletes, it's kind of crazy to, I put Jack Nicklaus here at number 6 on the list. And we know the dude who's been chasing him. It's Tiger Woods. I don't even know if it's appropriate. Can I call Tiger Woods invincible? Like, he's indestructible. I guess that might be more appropriate. I want you to listen to this. This is Tiger Woods' injury history. Just starting at 2008. He had his ACL fixed in 2008. In 2014, he had back surgery. In 2015, back surgery. In 2017, he had more back surgery, spinal fusion surgery. In 2021, another back surgery. In 2021, he also almost died in that car accident where he broke his leg in a million different places. In 2022, his foot said, F you. Plantar fasciitis. And in this year, Tiger Woods just returning to play in the Bahamas, ankle fusion surgery. Well, Tiger Woods is just a bionic man. He's not invincible. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois. Let's talk to Lynn. Hey, Lynn, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How are you?
Hey, JR. Long time, first time.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Go ahead.
Love your show. Hey. How about Satchel Paige? He's wasn't he pitching complete games at age of 60?
I don't know if he was pitching a complete game at 60. I know he came back at 59. He did play for the Negro Leagues. He's one of the first. I think he was the first African American in the American League. I mean, there's tons and tons we can go on.
Yeah, I mean, even the competition he faced in the Negro League, probably better than the competition he faced in the majors when he came up.
Yeah, it's such a shame that, and I know Major League Baseball has started to acknowledge a lot of the Negro League statistics and numbers, but it's a shame that more of that history wasn't documented in the same way that we have in Major League Baseball, and I think we know the reasons as to why. But it's good that a lot of the Negro League players have started to be recognized.
You guys want to hear something, JR, to your point, Lynn's point? He threw a complete game, and he was 46, I believe, at the time. But that complete game was 12 innings.
Oh, my, well, I mean.
Come on.
It's a different world. So I forgot. I talked to so many people. I don't know if it was on air. I think this was in person. I spoke to someone. And they were just like, yeah. It was one of my buddies here in Georgia. We had this conversation in person. He's like, yeah, so-and-so threw a 15-inning perfect game. I'm like, yo, bro, it's a wild world that we live in. Like, these guys ain't doing nothing no more. It's just the case. Hey, Lynn, thank you, man. You got anything else you want to add?
Hey, no. I really enjoy your show out here doing the newspaper deal. Love you and Shep. You guys do a great job. Love it when you guys get going on each other. You make me laugh.
Oh, no problem, man. Well, you take it easy, okay?
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Have a good night. What else we got, Chef? Anybody else?
Yeah, we got a bunch of good callers. I think Kurt in California has been waiting the longest. He's usually pretty good.
Is this Kirk or Kurt?
Kurt, yes. Like Kurt Flood.
Okay, he's going to help us get the free agency. What's up, Kurt?
JR, my man, keeping it real.
How are you?
Hanging in there.
Okay, what's up? What do you got to say? I'm okay, thank you.
Invincible is one shade of greatness. And I think that this person I'm going to talk about as quickly as I can deserves some honorable mention. He was born in 1915. He suffered a tragic accident when he was 8. He recovered. By the time he was 19, he was playing the outfield for a semi-pro baseball team. When he got into the minor leagues, he hit .333 and stole 66 bases. In 1942, he had a chance to shine. He came up with the bases loaded, hit a line drive to right field, and the fans were so happy that they won the game, they threw $700 on the field. That year, he played in 42 games, and he hit .381. In 1945, the St. Louis Browns purchased his contract for $20,000. He fulfilled his lifelong dream when he played in a doubleheader against the world champion Yankees the year before. In his first two at-bats, he got two base hits against the 20-game winner named Spud Chandler. And they won both of those games. He ended up with two RBIs and had 9 flawless putouts in right field. And the reason I think that this man deserves some recognition is that he is the only man. His name was Peter James Gray, the only man that played Major League Baseball with one arm. In that tragedy, when he was 8 years old, he lost his right arm, his good arm, and he played Major League Baseball 77 games in his career with just one arm, and it was his left. His glove is in the Hall of Fame, and it's the only glove in the Hall of Fame, and that glove had no padding in it. So when he played right field, when he had to make a putout, he had to catch the ball in that one arm that he had, throw the ball and the glove up in the air, retrieve the ball as it came down, and then threw it into the infield.
Well, thank you for filling us in. I was waiting anxiously. I'm like, who is it? Who is it? I'm like,
read his story, JR. It's a personal inspiration of mine.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for sharing. You said that in the first guy I think of is Jim Abbott.
Yeah, that's the modern day version of this.
Yeah, one guy was pitching, the other guy was in the outfield.
Well, the only thing is that Jim Abbott had his arm. Only had one arm. So he went up to the plate holding the bat with the opposite arm of his good arm, which he lost when he was 8 years old.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying we're splitting hairs. I think we all understand the point. But thank you for sharing.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, you're welcome. Well, thank you. Appreciate you, Kurt.
Have a good evening. You, Shep, and Marco.
Marco, say something. Marco, say, come on.
Thanks, Kurt.
There you go.
Marco Polo.
I see, now you ruined it. I mean, honestly. That's the best
Bye, man. Thank you, Kurt. Marco, come on, man. You've heard that your whole damn life?
Yeah, I mean,
doesn't it get bored? Do you ever punch anybody in the mouth? Like, be original? Like, do something?
Yeah, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Like, come on. Like, hey, Marco Polo. Yeah. Like, that's whack. There's nothing interesting about that. Someone who says, do you want me to punch him in the face next time?
That's not bad. Although I will give this. I don't know this story that Kurt said. I'm intrigued. I'm going to go look that up. I don't really know that story.
Yeah, I didn't know about Peter James Gray, honestly, until tonight either. Story.
I looked him up. I had enough time to look him up.
Yeah.
I thought he was reading off the Magna Carta.
I was like, who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
It's a good story, but my God.
And I didn't want to be a jerk. Look, I could have told that story in 10 seconds.
Well, I'll give him this, though. He had us all, apparently. We were on suspense. We were waiting for it. Because I didn't know. I was waiting for it, too. I was waiting for the punchline.
It took everything in me not to go. Come on, bro. Who is it? Like, I was so respectful. I have great restraint. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Of course, I'd like to say thank you so much, man. I'm going through a lot of life-threatening health issues the last 2 years, and I always close out my night listening to you called a couple times, so I just want to say thank you again for being on the radio and keeping me entertained.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Ah, you're welcome. No problem. What the hell else do you think I'm here for? Anyway, not here for too much longer. I'll be back tomorrow, though, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We're going to talk about football. Dallas Cowboys, come on, man. They got to beat the Seahawks. Trying to go for another victory at home in Arlington. Already sitting on a 13-game home winning streak. We'll talk about that game. See what else is going on in the world. I'm sure we'll have some other sports news that'll take place between now and tomorrow. So we got you covered. The number 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, there's more people here.
Yeah, Jason Cleveland has a good call as always.
Oh, who is it? Go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, Thank you.
You're live on the radio. What's up?
Thanks, JR. The one fellow mentioned Satchel. That was one of mine. And then the other one would be Joe Thomas. But regarding the guy
from Cleveland?
Yeah, dude. Consecutive snaps. How many people do that anymore?
Not no offensive lineman. You're right.
But going back to the dude, the record-setting cyclist, he went from West Coast to East Coast. I couldn't do that in a car, let alone on a bike seat. I mean, I ride my bike like 10 miles, and I don't want to see that thing for a week.
His ass is stronger than yours. You got to ask him about that next time.
Oh, my goodness. He must have some gel. I don't know how much gel you got to have to manage that.
Oh,
but,
well.
Anyway.
I'm sure we can get his number for you if you want to talk to him.
Thank you.
Yeah, we weren't going to do that anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was more about Satchel Paige, and I thought Shep probably had some stats that he was amazing, and it's lost because, you know, we only remember recency bias.
It's not just recency bias. It's the fact that the man had to play in the Negro Leagues to get started. I think that's a little bit more than recency bias.
I can't disagree with it, but most people don't even know his name, you know?
He's younger people, I would say, probably wouldn't know his name. But
Right.
I don't know if I'd call that recency bias. I think that's just more of him being black.
Well, any which way, I tried to bring him up again. And then Joe Thomas, I know he's an O-lineman and doesn't do much and doesn't get stats, but I think he made the Pro Bowl every year except his rookie year and his last year when he was hurt. And I don't think that record will be touched. And, you know, whatever you think about that. But thanks for taking the call, and take care, man.
No doubt about it. You too. Poor guy had to go out there and protect a bunch of bums. That's what he had to do. Joe Thomas had to protect Johnny Manziel. He should have let Johnny Manziel get hit cleanly. Shep, anybody else we got?
We might be able to fit in one or two more, maybe one. Let's go Michael in Baltimore.
Okay.
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good. I always laud you for your diction, man. Mike from Baltimore, I'm always big up on you about your diction. But getting to the point, Willie Shoemaker, man, he rode for like 41 years, and he won the Derby at the age of 55 or 56, whatever age he was, is 87. So I think Willie had a really long career.
The horse jockey?
Jockey, Willie Shoemaker. Yeah, he rode for 41 years, man. He retired in 1990. He was riding since 1949, man.
Oh, okay.
Won the Derby at 56 years old.
You be getting out to the races?
Oh, I love the races, JR. I surely did.
You win money? You win good money?
Sometimes, man.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I used to I used to grow up not too far from Yonkers Raceway. The
The harness race.
Yeah, what fan? The Rooneys own it. Well, they used to, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yes, well, thank you for I didn't think we'd bring up a jockey tonight, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's a long time, man. It's a long, long career.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, you take it easy
yeah,
and be more,
care,
okay?
Buddy.
Well, thank you. All right. Well, that was – I didn't expect – Shep, did you expect a jockey?
No, I did not.
I didn't want to get into as a jockey. They are athletes. They are.
More athletes how than golfers. Let's put it that way.
Would you say what?
I said they're more athletes than golfers are. Let's be real.
Okay. All right. How big do you think that jockey was? 4'11"?
Simone Biles size. Let's put it that way.
Oh. I was going to say, never mind. Are they female? Yeah, they're equestrian. They're not jockeys, though. They're just, let me get away from that before I get in trouble. Anyway, is there anything else that I have to do tonight, Shep? Do I got to talk about anything?
No, thank you for not bringing up Josh Giddey. That's just a messy situation, JR, so thanks for not even going there.
Yeah, what am I going to say?
Exactly.
You just brought him up.
He didn't say much.
Well, I heard that the young lady and the parents aren't cooperating with the authorities.
It's too bad. It's a tough situation for everyone involved.
I don't know facts.
Opinion,
I don't know nothing.
I'm glad you left it alone because it's messy.
I don't know nothing. I don't. He ain't saying nothing. The Thunder's letting him play.
Yep.
The families don't want to say nothing. What am I supposed to say?
It's a situation that honestly happens more than we'd like to admit. People go to clubs and they're not thinking about who I talk to being a certain age, because the reality is when you get in, that's not the first thing that comes to mind for most people, unfortunately, especially that are single.
Check IDs, folks. That's
yes.
it. Simple,
yes.
simple as that. I'm done now. JR Sport Brief Show is finished. Be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Anything else I need to say? Oh, you can if you missed the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Find me at JR Sport Brief. This is also very important. I might be leaving for now. I'll be back tomorrow. But coming up right now and next, it's Amy Lawrence. Stay tuned. And thank you, Shep. He's awesome.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.